You'll turn back to a passage that we read from earlier on this evening, Matthew chapter 6. And we have been focusing on the Lord's Prayer. What do we ask for when we pray? Are our prayers something along these lines? Lord, bless so and so. Lord, bring healing to such and such. I pray that this will happen. I pray that I will get this job. I pray that this person will do the right thing, that our government will vote in this way. That can sometimes be the gist of the content of our prayers. Lists of things that often don't get answered the way that we would hope for. Well, what happens when these prayers aren't answered the way we want it? Some people would say that your prayer wasn't answered because you didn't ask in faith. And certainly the Bible does mention something about that. There are certain things that we do not have because we haven't asked for them. James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly. So perhaps what we should do in our prayers is just make sure that we ask and we ask in the right way. And maybe if we just ask in the right way, then God will give us whatever it is that we're asking for. If we ask in Jesus' name, surely that will guarantee the answer to our prayers. That is, after all, the right way to pray in Jesus' name. Unfortunately, these passages of Scripture have been lifted from their context and have been misapplied by some people. And I really don't recommend that you do this, but if you Google sermons on you do not have because you do not ask, you will be met with a whole list of sermons that promote a health and wealth gospel and sermons that misapply and misuse verses such as James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. And some people are taught that simply by asking for something in Jesus' name, and by believing strongly enough, then they will get the very thing that they have asked for, whatever it is. But that is false teaching. It would be good for some people to maybe read on through James chapter 4 until they come to verse 15. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Our asking and receiving isn't necessarily dependent on how we ask or how much we believe when we ask, but rather it is dependent on the will of the Lord. And so when we pray, we are to pray that God's will be done, that it will be done in our lives, in our nation, and on the earth, just as it's done in heaven. When we ask, we are to put our asking into the will of God, and we are to leave it there in the will of God. We are to pray according to the will of God. That means that when we ask, we are to ask for things that God has explicitly made known to us, His revealed will. And we are to pray that His secret will or His hidden purposes will be made known and will be fulfilled. We are to ask according to the will of God. And that should put our praying into perspective. We're not to focus primarily on our wants and desires. We're not just to come with a list of things that we would like And if we pray hard enough, if we believe strongly enough and pray in the right way, then this will be done. No, we are to pray according to the will of God. And so when Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he told them, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Here is a pattern for our prayers. This is the third petition, or the third asking thing in the Lord's Prayer. Now, you may have noticed that as we've looked at the Lord's Prayer, the first three petitions, or the first three things that we ask for, are all to do with God. Hallowed be your name. We pray concerning his name. Thy kingdom come. We pray for his kingdom. Thy will be done. We pray for his will to be done. His name, his kingdom, his will. Our prayers are to have a Godward focus, and we are to pray concerning the will of God. Well, this evening, we're coming to the third petition in the Lord's Prayer. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, it says this: "In the third petition, which is, 'Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven,' we pray that God, by his grace, would make us able and willing to know, obey, and submit to his will in all things, as the angels do in heaven." We pray that we would be able and willing to know, obey, and submit to God's will. And they're the three points that I want to take for us this evening as we look at this third petition in the pattern of prayer that Jesus sets. And so firstly, we pray that we will know God's will. We are to pray that we will know God's will. I've tried to give you a single word at times, or sometimes two words, to hook this thought onto. So the word for you this evening for the first point is the word revelation. Here is a word that you can hook this thought on. We pray that we will know God's will. Well, how can we do the will of God? Or how can we pray for matters unless we know what it is that God wants us to do? Well, God has revealed to us his will. His will has been made clear to us. We have the revealed will of God in his word, in Scripture. All Scripture is breathed out by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in all righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped. We have the Word of God. God has made his truth and his paths and his commandments, his will, known to us. Here it is in Scripture. I quoted from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. I'm now going to quote from the Westminster Confession of Faith. And in the very first chapter, in point number 6, it says this: "The whole counsel of God concerning all things necessary for his own glory, man's salvation, faith, and life, is either expressly set down in Scripture, or by good and necessary consequence may be deduced from Scripture. Everything that we need to know concerning how we are to live, everything that we need to know concerning the way of salvation, it is all set down here within God's revealed will in Scripture." This is why we have such a high view of God's Word. Do you want to know what the will of God is for your life? Well, this is where it's found. Now, the Bible doesn't tell you the name of the person you're going to marry, but it does tell you that we're not to be unequally yoked. It does say that we should marry in the Lord. The Bible doesn't tell you exactly what job you should have, but it does say that for 6 days we are to labor, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord your God. We have a lot of freedom, and we're to use our wisdom and our discerning on matters. But here we have the will of God for our lives. In the books of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, there's a young king, a boy king called Josiah. God's people were far from God. The temple worship wasn't what it should be. It's because God's word had been lost to the people. But when they're doing some renovating work, a scroll of scripture is found. Josiah has it read, and when it is read, reform sweeps through the nation. He reforms the worship. He reforms the day-to-day living of the people as best he can. You see, they had forgotten God's will. God's word had been lost to them or hidden to them. They'd set it aside. But when God then gave his word to them, when it was made known, it changed attitudes. It changed their worship. The revealed will of God made known. And here in this prayer, we pray that God's revealed truth will be made known. We are to pray that his truth will be upheld. We are to pray that our children will know God's revealed truth, that it will be taught to them, that they'll be instructed in it. Your will be done. We are to pray that our nation will know God's revealed will. There's a whole generation and a previous generation growing up in Northern Ireland that does not know God's word. They couldn't point you to the books in the Bible. They couldn't tell you what the Ten Commandments are. They just don't know. God's word has been, in a sense, hidden from them or kept from them. And so we are to pray that God's word, his revealed will be made known, that his truth will come. We're to be praying that God's word will be taught in schools, that it will be explained in prisons, that it will be upheld in the justice system, that it will be known within the corridors of power. We're to be praying for this, that God's truth, his revealed will be proclaimed and declared. We're to pray this more and more for our own lives, that we will more and more know the word of God. Your will be done. How are we to do that will unless it is revealed to us, unless we know it, unless we've studied it and meditated on it? Pray for that. Pray that God will make known his truth, that his word will have free rein, that it will be declared and read and studied. Pray that we would be able and willing to know God's will as it's revealed to us in his word. Then secondly, we also pray that we will obey God's will. We pray in this prayer that we will obey God's will. One word to hang this thought on is the word resolve. Resolve. It's one thing to know the will of someone. It's quite another to actually do it. But this is what we are praying for, that we would be willing and able to obey. Thy will be done. And this prayer calls for obedience to the will of God as it's revealed to us in his word. There needs to be a resolve to do what God calls us to do. We pray that we will do as God has called us to do. Now, this isn't an easy prayer to make. This is sometimes a difficult prayer for us. It shouldn't be, but it is. There are those times when we know what God calls us to do, but we're not willing to do it. We don't want to do it. We let our sinful desires take the lead, take control. We quickly give way to temptation. Those sins that trap us and hold us, and those sins that claim our time and our worship. We know what's wrong, but that old inclination to head straight into rebellion and sin, we fall into it. And yet we are to pray, God, make me obedient. Your will be done. May I do those things that you call me to do. May I not do those things that you say I am not to do. Just as the angels in heaven obey, so we are to obey. We're to put into practice what God calls us to do. Remember also for your comfort that this was the prayer that Jesus himself made. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." For Jesus, it wasn't an easy thing to go to the cross. It required disciplined obedience. Jesus had to obey. And he did so. And he did it for us. He obeyed that revealed will of God perfectly. He followed that wonderful, eternal plan in heaven, that plan of redemption. And Jesus Christ fulfilled it to the very letter. He had to pray, not my will, but yours be done. There had to be obedience and resolve in Jesus Christ as he went to the cross for us, taking the punishment that we deserve. And so, like Jesus Christ, we too are to pray, not my will, but yours be done. Do we pray that every day, every morning? Lord, help me to do your will. Help me to obey. That would be a good thing. Well, of course it would be a good thing to pray for, because Christ tells us it would be a good thing to pray for. Let that be part of the pattern of your praying. Lord, help me to obey in Jesus Christ. Give me the strength to resolve to do your will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a whole list of things that we are to do as God's children. The very first thing that we are to do from John chapter 6 is we are to come to God. We're to confess to God our sin. His will is that his people will be saved. God's will for our lives is that we will come to salvation. First and foremost, for God's will to be done, we must come through Jesus Christ. And then as God's children, we are to love one another. We're to pray for one another. We're not to give up meeting together. Husbands are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Wives are to submit to their husbands as the church submits to Christ. Children are to obey their parents. They are things that God has revealed to us, and we are to resolve ourselves to do them. God calls on us to proclaim His excellencies. We're to shine as stars in this crooked and depraved generation. We are called to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. This is God's will. This is what He's revealed for us to do. And so we are to resolve to do that. Your will be done. Let's pray to that end. Let's make this a pattern in our prayers, that we would be willing and able to obey. Resolve to obey, just as the angels in heaven do the very bidding of God, on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're to pray that God's will be made known, revealed. We're to pray that we will be obedient to God's will. There's to be a resolve. And then thirdly and lastly, we are to pray that we will submit to God's will. There's to be reverence. It's easy for us to know God's will. That's maybe a bit of an oversimplification. Obviously, we have to study Scripture. That takes work, effort, and discipline. We are to meditate on God's word and think it through. But ultimately, God has revealed His truth to us. We can know it, and we are then to do it. We are then to put it into practice. But God hasn't revealed everything to us. There's much that's hidden to us. God's plans and purposes, His outworking of history. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." But there are secret things that belong to the Lord our God. God's hidden purposes. Because God's ways are not our ways. His plans are not our plans. And so this prayer also helps us to keep things in an eternal perspective. This was true for Joseph in Egypt. Joseph's brothers had intended to harm him and to do away with him. But what God had planned was for good, was for the saving of many. And God's purposes were hidden. They weren't made clear until Joseph was in charge and his brothers came and bowed down before him because they needed food, they needed to be saved. And then it was clear to Joseph, God's plan was good. This was His will. Perhaps didn't understand it throughout. Didn't know what God was doing. If we were in that situation, that would be true for us. But there has to then be submission to God's overruling, to God's sovereign control, what God wills to do, His plans and purposes that aren't made known to us this side of eternity. Consider Job and his situation in the Old Testament. Job, who had suffered so much loss, so much pain. Job didn't know what was going on behind the scenes in the spiritual realm. But God called on Job to submit. And so Job says in chapter 10, verse 13, "Yet these things you hid in your heart. I know that this was your purpose." There was the hidden will of God. And Job couldn't see it. Job didn't know what it was. It was hidden in the very heart of God. But Job says, "This is your purpose. I will submit. I will reverently submit to what you have planned." I read this quote this past week from John Flavel. He was a Puritan from the mid-1600s. And he writes, concerning a discourse between Philip Melanchthon and Martin Luther. And this is what John Flavel writes, "I remember when Melanchthon was under some despondencies of spirit about the estate of God's people in Germany. Luther chides him thus for it. 'Let Philip cease to rule the world. It's none of our work to steer the course of providence or direct its motions, but to submit quietly to him that doth.'" Philip Melanchthon was so caught up in what was going on in Germany. He was so despondent and distraught and disappointed and discouraged. Martin Luther says to him, "Cheer up, Philip. You don't rule the world. You don't have control. We are to submit." As we hear of what is possibly going to be forced on Northern Ireland, the abortion laws, same-sex marriage, we can become so despondent, so discouraged, so disappointed. What's happening? Why are things falling apart? Martin Luther would say to us, "Cheer up. You don't rule the world. God is in control. He has plans and purposes that are good and perfect. Submit. Pray that his will be done. Pray that people will obey his truth. Pray that these bad laws, evil laws, will be overturned. Don't be too despondent or discouraged. God has a plan and a purpose, and he will fulfill those. And so we pray, your will be done. We are to realize that we have a king on the throne, and that he directs the hearts and the hands of kings and rulers. We're to realize, as we pray, your will be done, that God is in control. And so pray that we would be willing to submit to his plans. And that includes in our personal lives. Those disappointments, that sickness, that illness, that discouragement, that loss of a loved one, loss of a job. We can become so despondent. But thy will be done. It's a prayer of confidence that God will do all that is good for his people, all for his glory. And so we are to pray that we will be submissive, reverently submissive, that we will be patient in God's plans and purposes, that we'll respect them, that will not get discouraged. We're to pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, knowing that God has ways that are hidden from us and out of our control, but that as we submit to them, the wonderful truth is everything that God does is for his glory and for the good of those who love him. It's not an easy prayer to make, but it's a prayer that we are to make. This is why we often pray, "According to your will." Or sometimes we hear people use two letters, DV, "in the will of the Lord." In the pattern for prayer that Jesus has taught us to pray, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, let us pray that. Let us pray that we will know God's will, that we will know and understand his word, that it will be known in our families, in our congregation, in our community, in our nation. Pray that his truth will sound forth so that men and women will know his truth. And then pray for obedience. Pray that we will be obedient, that like our Savior, we will love to do the will of our Father in heaven, because Jesus Christ has done it for us, and he's gone before us, and he's opened up the living way for us that we might do the will of our Father in heaven. And then pray that we will be submissive, that we will know He's in control, and He will do all things well. So do not lose heart. Be patient as we pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.